Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
You would please open your Bibles to the Gospel according to Luke. Luke chapter 8. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 18. Luke chapter 8, 1 through 18. This is God's Word. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women who had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had come out. Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household. Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. When he had said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. No one lights a lamp and hides it in a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. For there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. Therefore, consider carefully how you listen. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Jesus is traveling. He's going from place to place, village to town, and along the way, people are gathering and following him. And it lists at the start some of those who were traveling with him, including not only the 12 whom he had named apostles, but also including a group of women who out of their own wealth were helping to support Jesus and his disciples. Now, as the crowds are gathering, people are going along with Jesus, Jesus tells a story. He tells a parable. And this parable is not real long, but it's real important. And after Jesus tells the parable, he calls out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Did you know that God invites the world to receive forgiveness and eternal life with him forever? And did you know that most people don't pay attention to the invitation? You can ignore the invitation, or you can just lose track of priorities. And either way, you miss out. Jesus told a story. He told a story that a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Jesus goes on to elaborate with his disciples, they had no root. If you want to have moisture, you got to be able to drill down. You got to put down roots, because the moisture doesn't just sit up on top for long. They had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. They never matured, Jesus said. And still other seed fell on good soil, and it came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown. 100 times more than was sown. And the disciples heard the parable, and then they heard Jesus say loudly, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus is saying, now listen. Listen, pay attention. Let the word of God that is spoken to you take root in your life and bring forth a harvest, because what it is given for is not just for you. It is for you, but it is for you to share. No one lights a lamp and then covers it up. The purpose of lighting the lamp is that it might shine and give light to others. Jesus says that there's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed. Eventually, everybody's going to see. Eventually, every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Nothing is concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open. You may think that you're getting away with something. Nobody's going to know, but God knows. God knows what you're up to. God knows what you think. God knows what you say in secret. God knows. And it's eventually all going to come into the light. That's a promise from God. Therefore, trying to live with things in secret is a fool's errand.
Folks, recently I've gotten quite a few phone calls from people around the country who are struggling with uncertainty, anxiety, wondering how to live in these current times with the things that are happening nationally and internationally, politically and economically, health-wise, all kinds of things that are causing people to be anxious. And in answering those questions and trying to provide biblical counsel, I've often gone back to things that I wrote several years ago in a book that a number of people have found a great help. And so I want to offer that book right now to you at a discounted price. If you go on our website, you'll find that the price on Living Well in Babylon has been marked down to $10. That is a limited time offer. As you know, if you listen to this program regularly, we don't do a lot of merchandising. We don't sell things on this show. But I do want to make this book available to you, so we've lowered the price to $10. And if you'd like to get a copy, details will follow in a moment as to how you can do so. But Living Well in Babylon is simply 10 lessons from the book of Daniel that offer encouragement to believers about how to serve the Lord in a country that is hostile to God. What do you do in order to be faithful to Him when the government and the people around you are not? I hope that you'll consider getting Living Well in Babylon, because I believe it'll bless you.
To get your copy of Living Well in Babylon, visit our website at pastorwood.org and click on Books, or call us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's 866-412-2433.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Jesus said, it's all going to come out into the light. And therefore, whoever has will be given more. And whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has, will be taken from him. I have been involved with churches and ministries my whole life. And I'll tell you something. There are things that look this way for a while, and then you find out, wow, I didn't understand what was really going on. I didn't recognize what was happening behind the scenes. Is that the reason we should be suspicious of others? No, it's a reason we should not think for a minute that we're going to be able to get away with stuff that we shouldn't. How are you responding to the Word of God? Jesus said the reason that he spoke in parables, and this, I mean, some people just find this, well, no, he couldn't have meant that. Well, it's what he said. I believe he meant what he said. And Jesus said, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. That is a quote from Isaiah. Jesus is there quoting the Old Testament where God says, this is what's going to happen. So was Jesus trying to be misunderstood? No. Jesus said what is happening is exactly what God said would happen. It was necessary for the Messiah to be rejected in order that he might die, in order that we might be saved. And even people who rejected him could be saved if they would come to trust in him. But Jesus was fulfilling the plan of the Father. He was saying and doing what the Father told him to say and to do. And Jesus knew that when he spoke in parables, the majority of the people would stay on the broad road that leads to destruction. Do you know what happens to people who understand and reject the message? Greater judgment than those who don't understand. Greater judgment than those who've never heard. Everyone, every one of us sins by rejecting the truth we know. We don't all know the same thing. We don't all bear the same responsibility. The more you know, the more you're responsible for. But even the person who lives some remote place and has never had a presentation of the gospel knows that there is a God who is greater than the things they serve and knows that they have done things that are wrong. And if the response is to try and justify oneself, that person is headed for hell. If the response is, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I don't know who you are. I don't have great knowledge, but I know that I've messed up. And, oh, please have mercy on me. Forgive me. God will make sure that those people get the truth. And some of the most amazing missionary stories are the stories that have happened throughout the history of the church, of God's people who did not hear the message until they traveled a long way or a messenger traveled a long way to them. When our friends, the Sawyers, were called by God to minister in a place called Masai Mara, they found out after they had chosen a place to build their little church and to start having meetings that years before, one of the wise men of the Maasai tribe had told the people that he had had a vision that a man would come and stand under that tree and tell them the truth about God. Well, our friend didn't know that, but God did. The same God who gave that vision to the wise man sent our friend and sent him to that tree. And that's where he set up to begin inviting people to come and learn the Bible in their own language. How'd that happen? Well, God was preparing his people to receive his word, and he gave them ears to hear. Let me tell you something. God scatters the seed everywhere. There are all kinds of ways. Some of the TV and radio preachers that I just think, oh, how could anybody possibly come to Christ through that? But they do. They do. Because the gospel is the power of God for the salvation of those who believe. It's not about what color your hair is. It's not about your wardrobe. It's about the gospel. There are people who don't know Jesus who preach the gospel and others get saved. Because the gospel's true whether or not the messenger is. Jesus said in Matthew 7, there will be those who will say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons? God honored his word even when spoken by people to whom he will say, depart from me, I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Don't think for a minute that God can't use somebody that you think is subpar. But don't think for a minute that just because God honors his word when you share it, that that means you're automatically in. Because it doesn't. You see, there's nothing secret that won't be revealed. So better to come on out into the light, live in the truth, confess your sins. Jesus said, the reason I speak to them in parables is so that though seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. So I'll tell you now, he says, the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. If they were to believe, they would be saved. If they were to truly trust and obey, they're saved. But they don't really receive the word. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. In another gospel, when Jesus tells this story, he says, when the sun comes out, they wither up because they have no root. When it gets hot, when it gets costly, when the time of testing comes, they fall away. Some of you, in this environment, believe. You're even excited about it. And then break comes. And you're in a different kind of environment. And instead of people encouraging you to do the right thing, people are sometimes encouraging you to do the wrong thing. How do you respond? That'll tell you whether or not you're putting down roots. That'll tell you whether or not you're digging deep and saying, I'm more committed to this than I am to my biological relatives, to my friends back home. I love Jesus because of what he did for me. It's not enough to receive the word with joy if you don't put down roots. And then there were those who received the word, but the word was not the most important thing. Worries, riches, and pleasure choked the plant. Yes, I want to follow Jesus, but I want to make a lot of money. Yes, I want to follow Jesus, but I'm really concerned about what other people are going to think about me. Don't let worries or riches or pleasures keep you from being fruitful. If you want to be a fruitful servant of God, you've got to get the other stuff out of the garden. You've got to say, I'm sorry, I don't have time for that. I'm not saying that's wicked. Money isn't bad. But if money competes for your affection and your energies, because, you know, I want to make time for God, but only so much time, because I got to have time for this. I want to follow Christ, but, you know, this thing over here, this is so much fun. I live for football. Jesus said that there are those who receive the word, but they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not bear fruit. They do not mature. They stay immature, unfruitful. The seed on the good soil stands for those who, with a noble and good heart, hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. You don't immediately produce a crop. It's not like, well, if you're really saved, who have you led to Christ this first month? Nobody at this point. Well, that's okay. You know what you need to do? You need to put down roots. You need to grow. You need to mature. And do you know what will happen if you focus on following Jesus, learning what he says, doing what you learn? You'll bear fruit. You know how I know that? Because God says so. Don't focus on bearing fruit. Focus on Jesus. Focus on his word. Listen. Listen to his word. And believe what he says. And persevere in obedience. And you will, by persevering, produce a crop. So, what you have, you'll be given more. But those who do not, even what they think they have will be taken from them.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.